Good evening, friends. Welcome to Saracon. My name is Raghu. I'm also a newcomer. And today's reception is hosted by Saracon, Wellpaper, Swaram, and Kofpu, which is next door here. And perhaps most of you know, just for the benefit of who haven't come last time, this newcomers program is a series of about 10 or 15 events that'll be organized throughout the year. Today is the second one. We had the first one last month in Town Hall. The idea is to get to know the units, communities, and senior Orwellians, and more about what is going on in Oroville. Well, firstly, I would like to say today's event, the number of people who are behind the organization, that is Sandira, she's busy with the badges, Kati and Yong, who are not here, they're busy with other things, and Karthik, who is also there, who's from Swaram Instruments. And this program has been initiated and supported by Shivaya, Susie, Deepthi, and Jean-Yves, who are also, Shivaya is here, but there she is, yeah. Others are not able to come today. The program today is, we have a short talk from Chandresh, who will talk about Saracon and the story behind it and his own life journey to come here. And Ollie from Wellpaper will talk about what they're doing, some very, very fascinating work, and her own story as well. And Danny is not here, he's in Israel here at the moment. He'll be later, so Ollie will represent him as well. And after that, we will, about 6:30 or so, we'll walk across to Kofpu building, which is next door. There we'll have a light meal, and Anandi will show us around Kofpu, where they make organic food. And afterwards, we come back here, and then Aurelio will come down. He's at the moment in rehearsal, not for today, but for some other program. And then he will give a short talk about Swaram Instruments, and then the Swaram team will play some percussions and some other performance like that. So that's the program for today. So I'd like to introduce, I'd like to rather welcome Chandresh from Saracon. Chandresh is known for his marathon, but he does a lot more things besides marathon. So we're all curious to know what is you do, Chandresh.
Thank you, Raghu. Welcome everybody to Saracon. Saracon was started 2.5 years back. This facility was a toy factory before, and when I was planning to come to Oroville, I wanted to set up a business incubation center. Idea was that the newcomers and the young Orovillians who grew up to provide a facility for them to start projects in Oroville. That was my vision. That's what I wanted to do. My journey starts a while back. I was born in Chennai. I know many people will say, what, Patel from Chennai? But I was born in Chennai, which is, you know, as all, you all know. And I came to the Pondicherry Ashram when I was 10 years old. At that time, Oroville was just founded, 1968. And as young children, we used to come on Saturdays to Oroville for helping out in the farms and also during concreting of Matri Mandir. Those days, concreting of Matri Mandir would be done at a stretch of 72 hours. And so they would have different teams working in 8-hour shifts. And they would plan it so that on Saturday evening, us young folks, that time I was like 14, 15, we would come over on Saturday evening and then we would help in the concreting, work the whole night. And then Sunday morning, that's when the concreting would stop. And then everybody would go and relax for the Sunday and then Monday it would start again. So I remember those days we used to come and, you know, work in the nights around Matri Mandir. And we also used to come sometimes to help in the farms. Those days, you know, this whole plateau was barren, totally barren. If you folks go down to the New Creation Corner using the ravines now, you know, the road that goes from Sharanga to New Creation Field, you'll experience what it was in those days. They have dug up right now and it's like that. I mean, you know, the cycle paths were like, you know, very difficult to come. And, you know, we would come up on the cycle paths. It was all barren totally. There was nothing. And then we would work. And I remember the Pichandikulam Bridge. What is Pichandikulam Bridge today? that was where Joss's place was, right? I mean, it was a field which had just started. We would come there and we would work in the fields and then go back. And there was nothing else, you know. So Joss has planted all those trees that you see. The whole Pichandikulam forest is done by them, right? I mean, of course, afterwards, we stopped coming after 74 to Auroville as children. So that's my early days. You know, he wanted me to share some stories, but nice, you know, very, very nice experiences of early days. And since 96, 97, I again got associated with Auroville. And 98, Shivaya had come to Silicon Valley, California, and we were doing fundraising for the land. And so we supported land fund. I was working with the Auroville International USA at that time, and mostly involved in fundraising initially for the various projects of Auroville. And that time land wasn't a big issue. Even today, land is a big issue. But that time it had really started, you know, the ramp up of speculation and encroachment, and, you know, more than encroachment, the speculative bubble that was really making it difficult for Auroville's consolidation. So during those days, I would, you know, had different ideas of projects. I was always wanted to work on the free cycle project that Holland had, you know, and I used to read about the Amsterdam free cycle project. And I was thinking how it will work in Auroville, things like that. We also worked on fundraising for Matri Mandir, a lot of it, the inner lighting, the inner chamber lighting. We also did fundraising for the land, Matri Mandir lighting, and U.S. Pavilion. That was the first time when we were working with the International Zone and fundraising for the U.S. Pavilion student dorm. And we tried to bring in students to Auroville, and that was my goal, was how I could provide information and access to students to come and work on Auroville projects. And that is when we worked with the University of Washington to bring the architect students. So on one semester, they worked at the university to design the U.S. Pavilion, the architect students and the landscape students together, two programs. And then next semester, they came down to Auroville and worked on the building of the International Zone. So my wish at those days, it's like we are talking about 99, 2000, my wish was that we could bring more and more university student teams to work on different projects for Auroville, you know, because the whole idea, Mother said, was that we want the youth of the world to come and build Auroville, right? I mean, the whole idea is to really build this city together in harmony and collaboration, all that, right? So I thought, you know, the best way to do is have the students work on different projects of different types, and then, you know, and I think that whole momentum now, Raghu and I, you know, Raghu is also looking at trying to have some programs for student groups to come. So that movement is very nice, you know, if we can all focus on having different people, you know, focus on different projects and teams around Auroville to build various things. So that was 2000, 2001. And the other thing I also started then was I said, okay, we should see how we can generate economy and enterprise for Auroville. Apart from this fundraising for the various projects, I also wanted to see if I could, from there, you know, help our different units to start. And so in 2000, you know, I had this inkling that, you know, Auroville has people from 36 countries, 40 countries. What if we provide a translation services in Auroville? You know, it's an ideal place. You can do website localization, provide brochure translation, technical manuals, and, you know, whatever. I mean, possibilities are quite a lot. And whole idea was to come about with a human unity portal. Of course, you know, you can dream big, but, you know, when you practically come down, it has certain aspects. So those days, we floated a unit called Avitra, Auroville International Translators. And today, that unit is operating from last 7-8 years. We have about 25 Auroville translators who are working through this unit, and it's doing well. So, and 2003 came, you know, we had the 9/11 that happened, and 2003, you know, Bush was rearing to go. The preemptive strike was totally, you know, wrong. I said, no, I cannot support this war. You know, it's not me. And it still took me 2 years to get out of U.S., but basically, I decided I'm coming to Oroville, right? And I did my own internal search as to what it means for me, how should I engage, where should I engage. And that resulted in I have to come to Oroville. And basically, my background at this point would be good to introduce. I work in Silicon Valley, California. I had worked on chip designs. And so I was conversant with the Silicon Valley venture capital models and mindsets and, the whole ethos of, go get it done. And so what I thought was if in Oroville we could provide an incubation center, and instead of venture capital, what if we provide social venture pool and idea? Because today, if somebody has to start a small unit, even a 3 meter or 4 meter by 7 meter space, you still have to pay, 7,000-8,000 rupees for rent. There is electricity, there is security, there is this, that, other stuff. It comes to, lakh and 20 per year just for a physical space. So I thought if I can provide 12, 15 units space so that they can start operation on a project ideas, that would really help Oroville save 12 lakh rupees a year. So I said, instead of putting money, even if I can save the money, that in a way it save, helps. So that was the whole concept behind Saracon, that, okay, we support various small units to start up. And, of course, in a Silicon Valley, in an incubation center, basically idea being that different creative people together, when they work in a close group, cross-pollination of ideas, cross-pollination of process and methods happen. And that was basically the whole vision behind Saracon. And then I said, that is the basic principle, right? Provide management help, business planning, due diligence, marketing ideas, and, structuring some cash flow and ideas like that. And also do fundraising, because that is when my background is coming. Help with fundraising for the various projects so that, the project becomes successful. And the principle behind social venture was that if we help a team or a unit become successful, then if in the three-year period, my idea was that in 3 years, a unit should be able to succeed. Because, everybody works together, they are, collaborative, and they get the market. If it in 3 years, if they are not successful, that's fine, those who are really working good, we work on another project. And if it is fail, that's okay because, we try, right? We try hard. But if it becomes successful, then interesting things are possible. Of course, they may need more space, they may expand, they may go to another location that we build up something similar. Idea being that any revenue, in Oroville, we don't call profit. It's a bad word, right? Any surplus over and above our cash flow is split three ways. One third goes to the unit to expand and grow. The second third goes to community to basically expand and grow, infrastructure, road, salaries of teachers and other service units, things like that. Basically help Oroville community. And the third goes back to the venture pool from which we would help fund a new venture. Now, that gives regenerative component to all the stakeholders in the process. And that is kind of the vision behind Saracon. And I kind of am open to work with people who kind of share that vision. But the caveat is that this sharing of the surplus is for perpetuity. Okay, it's a different take because many people feel, it's my work, my expertise that made this happen. After 4 or 5 years, I should decide how that goes. But that's not the whole purpose. The idea is that, person can continue with other projects and the synergy is what is important. So if somebody doesn't see the larger picture, then I think maybe they're not yet ready for Saracon project team. But again, I haven't enforce such a thing as yet. We have several units now operating, and it's kind of underlying principle which I keep in mind. I work with some of the units in that mode, but that is the kind of the idea behind to kind of, encourage new units and provide support, management, and everything else. Now, in terms of project, people say, okay, what type of project are you going to support? And there also I want to keep it broad. And there are three broad categories. One is a project that help Oroville as a whole. Okay, the example one being community transport. We did a research on the various entry and exit points of Oroville 2 years back through Saracon facilities on what types of vehicles are coming, how many motorcycles, how many cars, how many cycles, pedestrians, and from that, and also, you know, internal. So idea was to come out with the mobility density of the community. And from that, determine if we have to do a city shuttle, that is, you know, city bus service, what routes to follow, how much it'll be CapEx, OpEx, and work out a whole plan. Now, that was one of the projects we did from here. So basically, we do not only research projects, but I'm open to doing projects that are implementable. I mean, that is the main goal. And out of that whole research, we came out with the community transport project, which is a shuttle service from Oroville to Pondi in the evening. We also did a calculation of if we have to build paver block road every day 10 meters, you know, what it would take, how the community together we can do it. So idea is to, you know, research areas and projects that kind of, you know, encourage other people to join in, think, change their behavior and all that. And out of this research on the community transport, we also worked on cycle, electric cycle research, because the idea being that if you have to encourage people to move from fossil-based fuel to alternative fuel, you have to have a facility that will service these vehicles. Now, you may have vehicles outside that are available, but if you cannot service them in Oroville, nobody will adopt electric cycles or electric vehicles. So with that thinking, we have here trying to provide electric vehicle service place. Now, we work with Sukrit and Akash from REV in order to support new technology, adoption, funding, and research. So we did fundraising for the solar charging station. We also did fundraising for electric cycle rickshaws, which you guys haven't seen yet in community, but you'll soon see. Then we also have electric mopeds that you have seen now. There are 15 of them around. So this was part and parcel of the bigger vision of community transport. Now, the second project, second type, so that was the first type, that units that help Oroville as a whole. Yeah, project that help Oroville as a whole. Coming back to another type is units that help Orovillians get maintenance. And by that, what I mean is, the example I gave you before was the translation services, where 20 translators today are engaged with the Avitra Translation Services Unit. So in that line, what we did was 2 years back, we started a design of an online portal called orovillearts.com. Idea was to provide an online gallery for Oroville artists to showcase their art, also provide them with online shopping carts so people can, you know, purchase online. But it was not just a simple portal. Idea was that how we can explore to have artists live with, I mean, today we have artists that live in a community. Everybody's individual, like the architects. They all have their individual thing. There are very few group things. How can we explore a community of artists rather than artists living in a community? And if we, let's say today we want to bring in a new art form, there is just no platform. There is no platform to say, let's have art in public places of Oroville. You know, there is no collective scene in art scene. So that was my vision. Okay, through OrovilleArts.com, how can we provide a platform for artists to come together? Anyway, so that effort has been going on. We did debug of the whole software, everything. Now the website is quite stable and launched. And so there we hope that, you know, artists of Oroville can have a venue to express themselves, have some revenue stream, and, you know, become a portal for Oroville to express and support arts in Oroville. Okay, so that's the second type of projects and units that we support. The third type of units are basically units that will work with the youth that grow up in Oroville or who come from the villages. Basically, Tamil Orovillian youth who are going to be the interface to the community around us. Because Mother said that, the Tamil Aurovillians are the first Aurovillians, and that, we have to integrate the whole fabric of society around us. And so I thought, how the third type of unit could help this area. And if you look at some of the other units in Auroville, those are successful, some of them, where they use the old cottage industry model. They are like, they have the people, like hundreds of people who come in the morning to the unit. They work there during the day. And then in the evening, they all troop back out to the villages. And, that happens day in and day out. They provide them with buses and, all that. So basically, it's a factory model. And what we thought was, can we change this to enterprise model? How if we bring in microfinancing, micro enterprises, and training, and so that what happens is each person in the village is trained to become a micro entrepreneur in their own small field. And in that respect, today there is a successful model with Well Paper, and they are actually currently also residing in Sarakon, and you'll see Orly talk more in detail about how they are doing the outreach work. And so that's the third type of unit I'm interested to support and, grow and expand. Another idea in that type of unit is a mushroom cooperative. I have an idea of a mushroom cooperative because it can be a microfinance industry in the village. It doesn't have to be on-site. We can help in the marketing. We can help in, training and computerization and other stuff. So I guess that in broad, long-winded story of Sarakon and me. And I think, I'll open up for questions for a few minutes and then I'll hand over to Orly.
My question is about, you said about 3 years for starting a unit. How can you follow it during these 3 years? What is the process from your side? How you can maintain or help this creation of unit during these 3 years? Is there some step? Is there some, I don't know, I'm not thinking about helping, but just, I don't know in English. Tenure.
What's your sustain?
Sustain, yeah,
or
more sustain,
them.
Yes.
I mean, support them
that's
is
the
good,
one.
That's fine.
During the 3 years, what is there any, step or something that you can talk about?
So is there a set process? No, there isn't. But idea being that we do whatever it takes to make it happen. I mean, that's the attitude I go with it. I don't start with a goal. We start with an idea. And as in many of the startups, you have one idea, you think you're going with certain things, the parameters change. Okay? And, you kind of, adjust accordingly, and then the team finds the right mode. But the whole thing is, we will help in business planning. We will help in due diligence. But the whole thing is getting the right type of people together. And yet it's not like, formally you have to fill up this form, you have to do this and that. It's more organic at this stage, because this is my third year in operation. I'm here 2.5 years, and we have 6 units operating out of here. And I basically, at this point, what I've noticed in the experience is mostly we have some ideas, and then we kind of try and find people to work with it. And so it's well recognized what we want to achieve, and then we kind of follow it through. Yeah? But if there is an idea that somebody brings and how to make that happen, we haven't experienced that, but I would basically leave it organic and make sure that the idea, if it's needed and applicable in Auroville context, we'll just work with it to make it happen. That's the best answer I can give you at this point.
2 questions, pragmatic. 1 question is, among the units you have, are there any special opportunities for newcomers? 2nd is, if some of our young boys here would like to start something, if they have an idea, I can see you help. But suppose somebody is interested, but they don't have a specific business or a work idea. So do you also suggest them some areas and guide them into that?
For the units that are already here, I think it's best to ask the people who are working with the unit. Yeah, there is so the units that we have is Well Paper, which is working on using the waste recycled newspaper to weave them into tubes that they then become objects of use, like baskets, and there's a whole load, and Orly will talk about that. The second unit we have is in software. Basically, it's Blue Light, which is operating with promoting Linux and open source adoption in Oroville. So they're working with the various services of Oroville in order to adopt Linux and operating system and open source tools. They're also working currently on Oroville-wide database. Then there is Oroville Arts, which is the online portal. Then we have community transport, the electric cycle project. We also had initially virtual tour. We are looking at other new projects that are starting up. There is the Swaram Musical Instruments. So best is to contact Orly, Jurgen in Blue Light, Renu in Oroville Arts, Taz behind for community transport if there are some ideas or interest, and then Aurelio for Swaram.
Now I'd like to invite Orly from Well Paper to tell us her story as well as a lot about Well Paper.
Can I see?
Yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. So, welcome everybody. I didn't know that I will have a microphone and I will need to tell my story, but I will try my best. I came to Oroville. Don't do it. I came to Oroville two months before the tsunami with my partner Danny, that is not here now, and my three children. We were living. I was born in Israel, and before coming to Oroville, we were living in Connecticut. Danny was working in Manhattan as an accountant, and. After 3 years in the States, we decided that this is not the kind of life that we want to continue. It was a nice experience, but we didn't want to continue there as a family with children. And we got a phone call from friends that said that they are going to a place named Oroville. And if we want to join them on the way going back to Israel. And we said, yes, of course, because we've been here at 85 as backpackers. We just passed through Oroville, but we remembered Oroville. It did us something special. So we came back. Of course, the friend never came. And 2 months after we came, we were living next to the ECR on the beach road. And every day, as part of the homeschooling, we would go with the children to the beach. And that day, we woke up our children, and our middle daughter said, no, I don't want this. And we said, okay. Usually, we are parents that... And we didn't go, and half an hour later, the big wave came, and it was a big chaos, and... We went down to see what happened, and my son was 7 years old, and he told us, Mommy, we are again in the history, because before coming, when we just arrived to New York, was September 11, and then we came here, was the tsunami, so he felt like we are in the history. And... of course, I started getting phones from my parents telling, come back home. You know, in the TV was really showing all the disasters and the malady, the disease that will come after. But luckily, Danny had a motorbike accident in the night after the tsunami. He went to eternity to help, and he had a motorbike accident. And... he was 3 weeks in the bed. He couldn't leave. So I was already with the suitcase ready to run away. And we couldn't run away. And then we decided to that it's probably a sign, and we wanted to do something else in life. And we went, they opened, the Oroville opened the tsunami relief center, and we went there and we offered them to train 5 ladies in doing products from recycled material, mainly newspaper. I'm a social worker in my education, and Danny is an accountant. So we said, I will teach the, and I had a studio for papier-mâché. So I will teach the creative skills and build the group dynamic, and Danny will be in charge on the business plan, teaching them how to do bookkeeping, and then help them to open a small unit and send them free to the world. But they wanted us to work with 50 ladies, not with 5 ladies, because the donors wanted a huge project. So I said no, but Danny always says yes. I'm the no and he is the yes in the house. So we started, and basically now we are 65 people involved in Whale Paper project. 55 of them are ladies that are from the villages surrounding Oroville. We didn't work with the coastal line because there was inflation, how you say, that many, many NGO came to the fishermen villages and inland was forgotten. So Oroville decided to work inland, and basically what we did, we took groups of 10 ladies, and we trained them for 7 months, doing products from waste material, mainly newspaper. I don't know if you saw around Oroville, there is baskets and jewelry. I didn't put today, but many, many nice products, all made of waste material. The ladies come for 7 months, they get training, and they get empowerment. It's a holistic model. We provide yoga lessons, we provide dental care insurance to all the ladies, we do field trips, we do health lesson. We discovered that many ladies go by walking 45 minutes to work and coming back, so we got a nice donor from New Zealand that provide all the ladies bicycle. So it's not only the skills, it's empowerment. And after 7 months, we helped them to take a true village action, a small loan, microfinance, and they opened their own workshop in the village. Today we have four production units that are working in the villages. Our relationship is different. They are not like Chandra's talk before, coming to the factory and going back home. They work in their villages, and they are not Orovillian workers. They are independent unit. They are the production unit, we are the marketing and the design unit and the empowerment unit, but each one has his own importance. So it's like a chain. Without the production unit, no marketing, no way. So this is our relationship. And usually every time when we finish training, the lady said, please, please, we want to be your workers. You leave us here, you pay us daily salary, and we stay here. Because it's really frightening to take first time alone. Many of them are uneducated at all. In each group, we have one or two ladies that can read and write for communication, for bookkeeping. And when we finished our fourth group of training, we decided that this will be the last group because we trained almost 40 ladies, but the ladies that opened the unit have already workers by their self, and we are also taking responsibility If we have a dental, we give to all the ladies. It's not only the ladies that were trained by Well. So 55 people, we felt that it's for a young unit is enough. Till 3 or 4 months ago, we were sponsored by Tsunami Money. Now we are a unit, so we need to be real business, but still to carry on our vision that it's money is not our God. When we finished the fourth group, we looked for a place to stay, and Chandresh offered us a place in Sarakon, and Danny was supposed to have an office here, and I a small workshop. But then I got another beautiful offer from Louis and Veronique from Svedam that was running La Colibri. I don't know if some of you maybe know it. And it was a cafe and a shop that sold Oroville products. And they couldn't run it anymore, and they offered me to do there my workshop. And in the workshop, what we do is we innovate new products from waste material, and we are trying to collect waste from other Oroville units and to develop new products. And we invite creative people that have nice idea. We have a space to work. But we had also beautiful tables outside because it was a cafe before. So we said, you know, we so beautiful tables, we must serve food. So now we are cooking for many people. We have a small restaurant that is open daily from 8 till 3:30 and serve Mediterranean food, with vegetarian, mostly organic, what we can find. Some of you already tried our food. And we make some culture events, like tomorrow there is a dinner and followed after by live music by Jivan. Probably many of you heard about Jivan. So the dinner is fully booked, but 8:30 is the music. You are all welcome to join us for peace and harmony songs. And I think that's all. That's enough, no? Wow. And we are also welcoming people, creative people that are willing to work hard and to continue creating with us. Sandira is laughing. To join us. We are young still, but it seems like it's going. People like our products. They buy them not because of the story, but because of the quality and the story. And if somebody has any question, I can answer.
Simply fantastic.
Thank you.
Where are your products sold? In Oroville or exported or other branches in India?
All over India and exported also. And it's growing and growing. It's... We don't put too much effort in marketing because Danny is busy in so many other small things and he is the marketing person. But it's growing all over. It's really nice. We get really nice comments from people.
What was the plan to get help for international marketing all around India from there?
To repeat the question.
My question was about international business. Like you said, you can sell outside and all around India. What kind of help did you get to make this business ready? Get the contact for people in Delhi, Bombay, whatever, or outside to make this business plan working? That's what's my question.
A lot of the marketing was made by people coming to Oroville and seeing the products in visitor center and contacting us, and then we opened the website. I don't know, it went by mouth to ear. He did the marketing by himself, of course. Yes. It's like the, I don't know, probably Danny will have a smarter answer than me, but for me it's I don't know, it happened. All this wallpaper happened, you know. I don't know.
The question was actually, is there any things in Oroville to facilitate the commercial?
Yes. Yes, we got support from people that like the project and brought us their customer to see our things. Many people come to Oroville because they know the history of other units that do good quality products, and then they see us in the visitor center, and it's very new and unique. And so we get a support from the boutique. We get a lot of support. Miriam sent us the customers from, you know, people that like it and bring their friends, our friends that... For marketing, there is now Oroville.com, right? That's starting.
Yeah, we have an online portal called Oroville.com, but it's more like a shopping site. In terms of marketing, two and a half years back, there was this... she's now an Orovillian, but she was more specialized in marketing, Marta, Italian. And when I started Saracon, I asked her to be part of the team in order to help various units to do the marketing specifically for that. And that time she had shown interest, but then she wanted to launch her own unit to just marketing. And so she kind of branched out on her own, but then that unit never materialized. So at this point, there is no specific group of people who can help with just marketing products for Orovillians. And she did do that on consulting basis for a few units in Oroville. And then she became a newcomer and an Oroville. But right now, she's not working on marketing.
So what I would like, I know Orly and Danny, they invited me to be part in some way of the experience. And I came from a business, Western business model. So in the beginning, I had a lot of like, why don't they do production like this? Why not this more efficiency? Why not that? Why not that? Until I understood the holistic model that they are trying to put here, where return on investment and shareholders' advantages are not exactly the first thing they think about. So here, there is a fantastic balance between sustainability and social responsibility, which you don't see in many, or maybe hardly at all, in Western business model. And I really, it took me some time to get used to that idea. And slowly I started to understand that the priorities of Well are different than the average Western type of company. And so also here, if people want to start a business, I think that type of adjustment, if you come from the West or you come from outside Oroville and you know more about standard business models, then Well, learning the business model of Well could give a lot of people advantage of looking at business a different way.
If you have any more questions for Well, Oli or Chandresh for that matter. Okay, Anandi has made us some lovely organic dinner next door, so we can walk across to have dinner there. And she'll also give us a small tour of Kofpu. And after the dinner, we come back here. 7:30, we start Aurelio and Swaram team will give a performance here. And thank you very much, Holly. I suppose, do you really want all these things back? Thank you so much.
I'm